Recording in progress.
Listen, bitch, what I'm seeing right now is a massive social experiment happening in real time. And it's been happening, but it is currently right now happening to families. Social media didn't just give people language for pain. It's rewriting the story of childhood through an adult lens that has zero mercy, zero context, and zero grace. Suddenly, every parent mistake is labeled trauma. Every discomfort is abuse adjacent. Every moment of discipline, emotional immaturity, or just human failure is reframed as lifelong damage. We've raised an entire generation to look backwards with prosecution instead of perspective. Parents were never meant to be flawless, regulated beings with unlimited emotional intelligence. They are just humans raising kids while surviving life and stress and marriage issues and money problems and their own unresolved shit. And that doesn't mean that real abuse didn't happen where it did. It means imperfection is not the same as harm. But social media has flattened everything. Nuance died, context died, grace died. And now we have this toxic cut off your parents culture where estrangement is framed as empowerment and victimhood is rewarded with validation and attention and identity instead of teaching people how to mature, integrate pain, and see their parents as complex humans. We're teaching them to freeze themselves in a child's emotional interpretation forever. And when you lock someone into a permanent victim identity, you don't free them. You cripple them. Healing is not erasing your parents' humanity. Healing is realizing that they were human and choosing to grow anyway. What this is doing to people's future is quietly devastating. And a lot of people haven't even seen this fallback yet. But when you're training them, when you're training someone to view their entire childhood through a permanent victim lens, you don't just fracture their past, you are sabotaging their adulthood. They enter relationships already armed for betrayal. They struggle with authority. They can't tolerate correction. Marriage feels unsafe. Parenthood feels terrifying. Commitment feels like control, and accountability feels like an attack. Why? Well, because they're taught that discomfort equals damage and that anyone who causes emotional discomfort is dangerous. That mindset does not produce strong adults. It produces fragile ones. And this is here absolutely weakening the Christian foundation of family. Christianity is built on reconciliation, honor, repentance, forgiveness, humility, long-suffering, and seeing people as sinners in need of grace, not villains in need of cancellation. The moment we replace that with endless self-protection, permanent offense, and identity-level resentment, the family unit collapses from the inside out. And this has not been accidental. If you wanted a weakened people, you wouldn't start with politics. You start with the family. You sever generational continuity. You pit children against parents. You convince them that forgiveness is unsafe and honor is optional. You turn that pain into currency and grievance into identity, because a divided family produces divided people. Divided people are easy to influence. They're easy to radicalize, easier to sell to, easier to control. Strong families create grounded individuals. Grounded individuals don't need constant validation. They don't outsource their morality. They don't need the state or social media to tell them who the fuck they are. So this everything is trauma, cut them off. Culture is not just about healing. It's about separation from parents, from history, from faith, and from responsibility. Ultimately, okay, from God's design. He designed us to have growth through reconciliation and maturity. And this matters. It needs to be a conversation that we're having, not because parents are perfect. Okay? but because destroying the concept of grace inside the family destroys the spine of society. And it's hurting our baby's nervous systems. We have flooded people with information without integration. They're consuming trauma language, pop psychology, internet therapist content faster than their nervous system can process it. So instead of clarity, they're getting overload. And that chronic threat activation is what's happening when you're constantly taught to scan your past for harm. Your nervous system stays on high alert. The brain doesn't know the difference between remembering danger and being in danger. So people are living in a low grade fight or flight state while sitting on their couch scrolling through fucking TikTok. That leads to anxiety, hypervigilance, emotional reactivity, and hair trigger offense response. And then we have this identity fusion with emotion. Instead of feelings being signals, it becomes their truth. I feel unsafe turns into you are unsafe. I feel hurt turns into you harmed me. And the brain starts wiring emotion as fact. And that shuts down discernment and logic and long-term thinking. Then you have the dopamine hijacking. Victim content gets more validation, more comments, more saves. The brain learns pain equals attention. So unconsciously staying hurt feels rewarding and healing feels lonely. Growth feels risky. That's a really fucked up incentive system. And then there's authority confusion. When the TikTok therapist, the Instagram reels, and the comment section replaces parents, pastors, real mentors, the brain loses a stable hierarchy of trust. Everyone becomes an expert and no one is accountable. That fractures moral grounding and creates constant inner conflict. The bottom line is they're not healing. They're dysregulated and overstimulated, mistaking awareness for wisdom and emotion for truth. What is so important that needs to happen right now is that you regulate yourself first. And this matters more than anything. I am speaking from experience of regulating my nervous system as a parent. Your nervous system has to become the anchor, not your argument. A calm, grounded parent who isn't reactive is deeply disarming. It contradicts the unsafe parent story without saying a word. No panic texts, guilty of that. No emotional whiplash, did that too. No defensive tone, been there, did that. I probably got a gold medal for it. Presence is greater than persuasion, okay? And then acknowledge without accepting a false identity. You can validate their feelings without accepting a distorted story about who you are. And you know who you are. For example, okay, I am sorry for the ways I hurt you. I was imperfect and I wish I had done some things differently. I love you and I'm open to growth. That's it. Full stop. No rebuttal. No, but you have to understand. No counter accusation. Okay, again, from experience, because I did this all wrong. Okay, but this removes their moral leverage without inflaming them. And you have to refuse to participate in narrative warfare. You don't argue about labels. If they say you traumatize me, don't debate the word. Respond to the emotion, not the accusation. I hear that you experienced pain and I never wanted that. And then shut the fuck up. Stop talking. Like, silence has to do some of the work. This one was a hard one for me, okay? Keep the door open without hovering. Make your posture clear and consistent. I'm here. I love you. The door is always open. I will always answer the phone. And then live your life well. Bitch, I'm what the kids say, locked in, okay? I locked in. I have to live my life well. I can't stay in that activated fight or flight and trying to force things that were never meant to happen. Nothing challenges a false villain story like a parent who is stable and loving and growing and not collapsing. And what's really important is that you're going to model adulthood, not desperation. Adult children especially don't need parents who grovel. They need parents who are solid, joyful, grounded, accountable, faithful, not performative, no fake bullshit, not resentful, and not withdrawn. And this is where faith matters. Like, you're not raising kids anymore. You're bearing witness to who you are now. And if your kids are already grown and out of the house, the answer isn't panic or control or chasing them down to fix the story. And we're human. I know that's what we feel like we need to do, but what they really need is steadiness. Regulate yourself and you stay grounded and you refuse to fight a narrative war that you can't win. You acknowledge where you fall short. Abso-fucking-lutely, I fucked up. But don't grovel. Keep the door open without hovering and you live your life with integrity instead of desperation. Don't argue labels, don't compete with the internet, and you don't collapse under guilt. You remain loving, accountable, and human, and you trust that truth has a longer shelf life than ideology. And at some point, reality matures people or it breaks them. Your role is to stay solid and faithful and open. And then this is the biggest part for me. You have to let God handle what you can't control. Trust time, not force. And that's the hard truth that a lot of people don't want to hear. You can't force reconciliation. You can remove every obstacle on your side. Time will expose extremes. Internet narratives eventually crack under real life. And regulated, loving consistency will always outlast ideology. And you have to release that outcome to God. Not being passive. Releasing control is not giving up. It's refusing to manipulate. So you pray. You pray and you stay open and you grow and you continue to grow and you forgive and you stop rehearsing the case and you let God work where you can't. And one thing to remember, and this is really important, is that adult children eventually have to integrate reality. They will either mature and hold complexity or they're going to stay locked in grievance and suffer relationally. And that choice ends up being theirs. It is not yours. And your job is not to convince them you were perfect. Your job is to remain human and loving and accountable and unbroken. This alone speaks louder than any argument ever will. That's it. I love you guys.